The number of people dying from bowel cancer in Australia is expected to jump by as much as 60% in coming decades. In a world-first study, researchers have been able to predict global mortality rates for the disease and expect similar trends in Canada and the United States. But there is some positive news. Deaths from colon cancer are expected to fall by 50% in the same period in Australia. Professor Mark Jenkins is one of the lead authors of the report, which was published this week in the International Journal of Cancer. He's the director of the Centre for Epidemiology and Biostatistics with the School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
Now, it's a pretty alarming prediction. Why do you think we're going to see such a dramatic increase in bowel cancer mortality over the next two decades?
Well, on a country or countries level, we expect more deaths from colon cancer and rectal cancer as the countries grow in size and as the populations age. But on a per capita basis, on a per-person basis, we expect the rates of mortality to drop for most countries because of a combination of improved treatments and because of early detection, which is critical to prevent mortality from these cancers. In Australia, you're right, we are expecting to see a decrease in colon cancer over that period in terms of numbers of deaths, but also in terms of rates. But in rectal cancer, there is some signs that this seems to be increasing, and we're not sure why that's so.
So you've differentiated between rectal cancer and colon cancer. They come under the umbrella of bowel cancer. Why have you made this differentiation?
That's right. Commonly, together, those organs represent bowel cancer, which is the last part of the digestive tract. We've separated them because there may be different causes for them, and there may be different risk factors, and they may affect different age groups. So it's important to be as specific as possible. So we've looked at them separately. But fortunately, the ways that we prevent these diseases of colon and rectal cancer and the ways we detect them early are the same. And that's with national screening programs, which Australia has.
I might get into the screening programs in a moment. I just wanted to get to that, I guess, point in your research, which sees a big gap between the two types of cancer, rectal cancer and colon cancer, and the mortality rates. Can you explain why there is this difference?
Well, our modelling is based on what we see in the most recent years, the trends, and then what we do is we extrapolate based on changes in population structure over the next 20 or so years. And recently there has been some increase in rectal cancer according to the International Agency for Research of Colorectal and Research of Cancer in France. They do the international studies and they've noted some recent increases in Australia in rectal cancer. And what we've assumed in this modelling is that that will continue forward. Now, we don't know the reason for this. It is surprising for us it just strengthens the argument for prevention and early detection.
What we have seen is an increase in the number of people that are aged between 25 and 50 with bowel cancer in Australia. Why is this?
This is right, and this is not only in Australia, but in other countries as well, that we call this early or young onset cancer, colorectal cancer, under 50. It is unusual to get cancer at that age, but we have noted in Australia and other countries that it's recently increasing. We don't know why that's so. It may be a change in some of the risk factors. So some of the risk factors for colorectal cancer that may be changing include obesity, smoking, and inactivity. There's some of the risk factors for colorectal cancer that may be increasing in those age groups and therefore causing an increase in the cancers for those age groups.
So just picking up on your earlier point then around screening, of course, once you've turned 50 in Australia, you receive a gift in the mail from the government for bowel cancer screening. How well are we doing with that? And given these younger diagnoses, should we be screening at a younger age?
Yeah, we're very fortunate as Australians to have a national bowel cancer screening program, which, as you said, sends in the mail a free screening test for bowel cancer to all 50 to 74-year-olds. And they're designed to detect bowel cancer early. They're free, they're safe, they're clean and effective. You do the test at home. You really must do this test because it really is the most effective way to detect cancer early before symptoms develop, because that's when it's most treatable. Over 95% can be successfully treated if you detect it early. Now, in Australia, unfortunately, as you mentioned, a lot of Australians are not doing this test for whatever reason. And unfortunately, they're not being afforded the same protection that the people that do the test are getting.
So that's for those over 50, but what about the younger cohort that we were talking about?
Yeah, so even though the rates have been increasing recently, they're still not common enough to be rolled into the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program. The programs need to be cost effective, and we focus the screening program on those at highest risk. Now, if the rates continue to rise, then maybe the bowel cancer screening program would have to reduce the age at starting screening. But at the moment, it's not there yet, even though the rates have been increasing. Now, that doesn't stop individuals going off and getting their own testing, but it's just not covered under the national program.
So we need a better response, I guess, to the screening program that's in place. You talked about lifestyle factors. Of course, aging is one of the biggest risk factors for bowel cancer. Not a lot can be done about that. But
no, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. So what is it that you're suggesting we need to do, given the kind of findings you have in this study?
I think it points to the fact that early detection is working in most countries, especially for colon cancer. The countries that don't have screening programs, they're predicted to get increases in the rates of colon cancer much greater than the countries that do have it. Early detection is the best way to prevent deaths from the disease. And the other risk factors, obesity or the other ways to reduce colon cancer risk is keeping a normal weight, to be physically active, to reduce your intake of processed meats, and to take aspirin. Australia is one of the first countries to recommend people age between 50 and 70 to have low-dose regular aspirin.
Okay, well, some good advice there. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Professor Mark Jenkins is the director of the Centre for Epidemiology and Biostatistics with the School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne.